Alright. Yeah, you never know, you know, whose day it's going to be. I think we come into a game always with a game plan that has opportunities for everybody, and then you just kind of see how it unfolds. Did we know that Kenny Steele's going to have, you know, three catches for 123 and two TDs? No, I mean, those are two obviously huge plays where he was able to get open or just make, you know, great individual play. You know, Jimmy Graham, a little more limited action, but made the most of his three opportunities with two touchdowns. And everybody else just contributing like they always do, you know. And like I said, I feel like we had opportunities called for everybody. Ben Watson comes up with a couple big catches. Josh Hill comes up with a couple big catches. So just our ability to spread the ball around and get everyone involved. As long as we're moving the football, scoring points, that's all that matters.
How crucial was it? I'm double-digit win, but Sean.
Listen, we're happy with the victory. We know everything is not always going to be perfect, but when some of the same things continue to show up, you know, the slow start and that kind of thing, those are the things that just need to be corrected. You know, we need to be better in situations offensively that are preventing us from, you know, going three and out. I mean, we've done that way too many times last week, this week. I think we show that when we can get, you know, that first down, get drives going, that you know, we, in many cases, drive down the field and get points. And that's our job. Part of that is the complementary football aspect of it, where the longer we stay on the field, the more that it gives our defense a rest and allows them to, you know, prepare for the next series. And that's part of this game. That's part of being a really effective offense.
How crucial was it to get that back-to-back score at the end of the half?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that really changed the momentum because, you know, at that point you're down, what, 10-7? And so then we get the big play to Kenny Stills to take the lead. And then, you know, defense does a great job stopping them, allowing us for a two-minute opportunity. We go down and score and don't give them any time to respond. So, and then we get the ball first drive of the second half. So really it's kind of this, you know, we've possessed the ball three times in the amount of time they've possessed it once. And, you know, we've come away with two touchdowns out of that. So that was a big momentum shift. Yeah, you know, I wasn't warned at all, and sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Appreciate it when they do, you know, you make the adjustment, you know, based upon what's being called or not being called, and move on. I'm not sure. I'm not sure the first one. I didn't really get an answer, and then the second one. I think it was maybe my hands, but I'm not completely sure, to be honest with you.
So if you move your hands, you can draw them offside.
Yeah. I think that's sometimes the complaint from defensive coaches is that, you know, just your action of you know, trying to have the ball snapped is a way of drawing them offsides that you know, sometimes they'll call you for.
What's kind of the mood of the locker room at this game? Because I mean, I know Sean came here.
Yeah, well, I'd say this, the standard's high around here. We set the bar very high. And so even though we come out and we score 35 points, we don't turn the ball over, you know, we do a lot of good things, you know, we could have done much better. And when we get into games, into situations where there's more at stake and the games are tougher and, you know, whatever it might be, you're on the road and this and that, if, you know, you can only get away with certain things so many times before they really start to bite you. And so some of those mistakes need to be corrected. They've shown up too many times. And that's our job as football players to get in, to see it, to make the correction, make sure it doesn't happen again, and continue to get better. Well, it was said at halftime. It said post-game. You know, just how we need to, as professionals, you know, what are our goals? What are our aspirations? Just to, you know, be able to win games like this but make mistakes that are going to get us beat later, or to continue to be professionals and make those corrections that will allow us to win bigger games than this and achieve the goals that we have for our team.
Drew, can you talk about getting Lance back off the injury? You got involved early in the TD. What does that mean for you
Yeah, that was big time. I mean, Lance is a playmaker. You know, Lance, we know what he brings to this team, and it's great having him back. Just so many things he can do well, and just a great compliment, obviously, to everything that we do offensively. So great to have him back.
When Hawthorne comes out and makes a hit like that on the first play of the game, is that kind of set the tone?
Yeah, you know, I didn't see it. I heard it, and then eyes came up, and then the ball's out. I mean, it was just like a whop, you know. So that was big, you know, really set the tone, I think, for the physicality of this game. They're a physical team, you know. They're from the AFC East, and that's the way they build those teams, you know. And I know offensively for us having to handle their defensive front, I mean, there's some big guys up there, maybe the biggest that we've played. So you kind of knew the type of game this was going to be. It was going to be, you know, fought, you know, or won up front. And I felt like our defensive line did a great job, and I feel like our offensive line did a great job in establishing that.
Kyle Williams is a local guy from LSU. He had a big game.
He's a stud. He's a stud. It's funny. He's, you know, he's like 305, and yet standing next to the other guys on that line, he looks small. They're all 350. But, man, you talk about just a player. He's smart, tough. You know, really versatile, can do a lot of things. You know, he was kind of hitting the gap at times and disrupting things. So he made a lot of plays today.
Was that skills beating a linebacker, or was that confusion in
there? No, well, so, you know, you'd say we just guessed right, you know. They bring pressure from the other side. They drop a linebacker. That linebacker's responsible for, you know, anything, Kenny, anything into the flat. And it became one of these, you know, it was kind of a, you know, an out and up type route. So I wouldn't say his responsibility is to carry him that deep, but just intermediate. And, you know, we did a great job of protection front side with that pressure, and then had to get the ball up early. But, you know, Kenny was able to get past the linebacker, obviously, and did a great job holding the safety in the middle of the field, you know, with our other routes to open that up. Yeah. I mean, you know in your mind what you have, but you also know that it's a longer developing play. So you know that, hey, they're bringing pressure. You know, so we're, you know, we might have just some push over here. You know, Jed Collins is over there having to block Mario Williams with a full head of steam. So that's, you know, you don't wish that upon anybody, and yet he hung in there on him. Kyle Williams is kind of looping around, you know, getting in the backfield, and, you know, but great job up front of just, you know, being firm and allowing me to step up and then, you know, put the ball up to where Kenny's coming out of it, can find it, catch it, and then outrun the linebacker who, you know, to his surprise, you know, I think he was thinking, you can't expect me to have to run with this guy down the sideline.
Drew, can you talk a little bit about the difference between last year and this year? You guys are kind of a little bit of a loss last year. Now it looks like you're getting it back. That's your coach back, that everything's starting to gel, and you're coming along. Can you adjust that, please?
Well, I just say, who cares about last year, all right? It's over. It's done with. We learned a lot from it. I think that there's things that happened last year that are allowing us to have the success we're having this year. We learned a lot. It's great to have coach back. It's great for us to be playing the way we're playing, but there's still things that need to be cleaned up. We need to improve. We need to get better each and every week. That's our job.
Thank you, Drew.
All right.
Yes. I'm wondering if you can just specify, what do you think are the strengths that were exhibited today, where you obviously made the coach upset, but you still won by 3 scores, you were kneeling the ball down for the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's good when you can not play your best and make certain, you know, mistakes and still win and win the way that we did. But you just know that as the season goes along, it only gets tougher. Especially as you have to go on the road and win big games and do certain things against teams that, hey, if we continue to repeat these mistakes, they will get us beat. And so let's not sit here in the locker room staring at each other after a tough loss saying, well, you know, they just made more plays than we did. You know, that's not good enough for us. We've set the bar high. We have a high standard. We want to be as perfect as we can out there. We understand it's never going to be perfect, but we want to get as close to it as we can.
Thank you.